Too, and I apologize to the callers. We had to take a timeout. We were a little behind there. But if you want in, 433-1037, we're going to play the clip from Jeff Long speaking with Reese Davis following the announcement of the first four in the college playoff yesterday, which, again, it's so silly to even do it. And somebody made the analogy to, you know, it'd be like them announcing the NCAA tournament field in February. It's going to change so much over the last month, it's almost silly to even do it. It's fun for us. It makes my job easier. Not that we necessarily needed it today. We certainly won't need it tomorrow.
You know, a big change for all the newspapers today is that no longer will we say number 22 in the AP. It'll be number 25 in the
college playoff ranking.
What do we call it? Playoff.
Yeah, because that's the official thing to go by.
You know, I need you guys to come up with something a little bit less clunkier than that.
CFB playoff rankings?
It's kind of like this. Landers Ford, very simple. Kickoff to savings. I mean, how easy is that?
That's very nice.
KTS, kickoff to savings. New 2014 Ford F-150, full before, Super Crew. Up to $11,000 off
that's
the MSRP.
That's the official Razorback truck, isn't it?
It is. Wally, I'm glad you brought that up. And because it is the official Razorback truck, 0% APR financing for 72 months on select 2014 cars, SUVs, and crossovers. Location, Landers Ford, exit 121 in Betnoff of I-30. There's Kelly, there's Mike. They'll help you out.
All right, so we were looking at who's got what left, and we'll get into that in a little bit here. Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, and Ole Miss in that order, your top four, followed by Oregon, Alabama, TCU, Michigan State, Kansas State, and Notre Dame. And I can make a case all the way to Georgia, and even Arizona, really, if they win out, that they'll have a chance to be there at the end because there's going to be a ton of attrition in the first four or five. So maybe not with Florida State, but everybody else. Let's go to Michael from Stuttgart. What's up, man?
Well, hey, I certainly appreciate it, guys. I got a recommendation for you, two comments and a question. It's going to go quick, and you can't get this anywhere else. Wow. Guys, you got to pick up, I'm telling you,
it's a lot.
You got to pick up the book, The Quarterback by Bruce Feldman. This is an unbelievable book. Just came out yesterday. I got on the Kindle. I couldn't put it down. You know, The Nuances of Quarterback by Trent Dilfer. I mean, this guy's built a system, you know, heart, body, and mind, and it's amazing. It has a story about Johnny Manziel in there, first couple of chapters. It's just unbelievable. A lot of things that no one knows, or, you know, stories that haven't been told and now will be. So you got to check that book out. I'm sure you've heard of it. And here's my comments about the playoffs. Guys, I'm glad they disallowed these conference champions because they don't matter because all the conferences are different. I thought it was a huge move last night for them to weigh each individual game, and that's going to put your strength, your conference, in there by doing so. So I thought that was a brilliant move, and I hope they continue to do that. I think a team that's one of the best teams in the country, I'd like to get your opinion on this too, that's really going to get gained by this system is Michigan State. I think they're going to smash Ohio State. I think they're a lot better now than they were when they went to Oregon, and that game kind of got away from them. Mariota made some Superman plays, took the game away from them, and they stretched it out late. But we can't get past Oregon. They're not going to jump Oregon. It's just not going to happen because they beat them by 19, 21 points. So I think they're a team that's really going to suffer. I got Florida State going down last night, but that still may not be enough for one of the best teams in the country. And sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbs. I'll get your opinion on that. This is what I want to ask Wally. It's kind of a strange question, but I was just wondering, maybe he knows, because I don't know. CBS, the last 2 weeks, last week they had Mississippi State, Kentucky. Could have had Ole Miss, LSU. They passed. This week they could have had Auburn, Ole Miss. They got Florida, Georgia. I don't understand. Could you explain this to me?
I suspect the SEC has not given CBS total first choice on games.
I was under the understanding that they had first choice because they put the money down, Wally.
They did, but there's an all-new contract, and they're supposed to be working together.
I gotcha.
Well,
sounds like they got screwed. What do you think about Michigan State, Justin?
I think that's a valid point. And you look at what they have left, Michael. They're 7-1. They've got Ohio State. That's the only legitimate contender they have left on their schedule. At Maryland, Rutgers, at Penn State, with all due respect, James Franklin's doing a nice job, but that's not a big win if they can pull that off. Then they would play either Wisconsin, Nebraska, or Iowa, potentially, in the Big Ten championship game. That's not got a ton of sizzle to it, I don't think, for the national voters and the people on the playoff committee. So I think you're right. They are behind the eight ball right now.
But that's a real football team that in a playoff format nobody would want to face.
And you're right.
To win the whole thing. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, man. That's a good point, Michael. And I don't think that they are as good, frankly, as they were last year, but they certainly could. Here's the deal. You go to eight, you solve all of this. There's no issue whatsoever because, again, if Kansas State's left out, I don't care. But if Oregon's left out today, I have a problem with that. And I think a lot of people would.
Favorite word yesterday was cannibalize.
Yeah, and it will. It'll sort itself out.
The SEC's just That's just too tough.
But the Big Ten won't cannibalize. No. And I guess Michigan State could, and the thing is, you lost to a really good Oregon team on the road, and that's your only loss? If that's your only loss in a close game?
I think Herb Street said it well yesterday, and it may be unlikely, but if it's your team, whether you're a Big Ten fan or whatever, I mean, if you're focused on your team, taking care of business, they'll be there. That's the good thing about this.
But I don't have a team.
I know, but I'm saying if you're
and not the best teams are going to be left. There are going to be a couple teams that are deserving that are going to be left out.
Sure, but if you're worried, let's say if you're a Notre Dame fan, which that was one of the questions I was going to ask you guys. Notre Dame, everybody talked about that Florida State loss being a good, quote unquote, good loss.
Yeah, that's
you know
only
where
loss.
I got them 10th.
But Pat, if they take care of their business, they
right.
Have,
that's what I'm saying.
They
though.
Have ASU at ASU. If you win yep. that game, that's a significant victory. Northwestern, Louisville. At USC, you were on the table as Notre Dame.
If
you,
you're a Notre Dame fan,
you still might be fifth.
Though. Absolutely,
you still might be fifth. They are another team like Michigan State that could win out, and despite a couple of significant wins, you could move up. But I don't know if you can get there.
Notre Dame got hosed yesterday.
They may, but that's another.
They could have beat Florida State.
But you know what, though, Wally? What the other thing I took from the rankings? You guys brought up Ole Miss. They weren't a victim of the moment, and that happened. All too often, they looked at the whole body work. So I think if you're a Notre Dame fan, at the end of the year, if you're one of these committee members, you look at what they did, the whole body of work. I don't think they'll get left out.
Well, either Mississippi State or
a one-loss team that's beaten. I mean, they've had a solid year. Now, of course, they got to pass the eye test. Now, if you don't think Notre Dame, just based on talent,
what are you going to do at the end? What are you going to do at the end? If Mississippi State loses by 3 at Ole Miss, another playoff team. If they're undefeated until the Egg Bowl from the rest of the way on out, and they lose by 3, the last game of the regular season, you going to leave Mississippi State in the top 4?
I think this committee's looking for a reason to drop Mississippi State.
They made
them number 1.
Yeah.
If they stumble, even if they beat Arkansas 14-13, they won't be number 1 again.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm shocked that they have Ole Miss and Mississippi State in this top 4. I'm shocked.
Okay.
I would have put a bunch of money in the fact that Bama would have been in there just because of the fact that they're of what they've done over the last few years.
Out of these 4, the first Final 4, how many of these will be in there 6 weeks from now when it's the final 4?
How many of what?
I don't
how many
think
of these
Ole Miss
same
will.
4 teams will be in there?
I think Ole Miss has, you get the schedule, right? Ole Miss
two?
Has the toughest road, right?
I think 2 of them maybe.
Ole Miss has got, they've got a hard road.
What do they got?
They've got Auburn this week, but it's at home.
Okay.
And then they have this team called Presbyterian.
Yeah. The Blue Hose is their actual nickname.
And they have a second open week. Then they have to go to Arkansas, and they host Mississippi State.
You know, UCA.
Oh, maybe they have the best schedule.
UCA played Presbyterian in the Division II playoffs a few years ago. That's a true story.
That's how you know who they are.
The Blue Hose. Aaron Faroos caught like an 80-yard touchdown pass against them.
I thought you just had no life. I'm just glad to know you had an interaction with them where you had to know that.
Now, if I'd have known that and
didn't I would
have
loved
have
to hear that. Well, then, okay, so maybe I'll take that back. Maybe Ole Miss actually does have a pretty good – maybe
no, Auburn. Oh, by the way, they'll have to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, and I'll make this prediction. They're going to lose this week to Auburn.
That was
where's
my
that
game,
game.
I was going to get an edge up on you.
No,
where's
you
that
and I
game
can
at?
Take it. It's at Ole Miss. One of the least intimidating places in the world to go. No offense,
the
Ole Miss
reason
fans.
I'm picking Auburn,
because they're better.
But I thought Hugh Freeze was uptight the whole game last week. I think all the pressure got to him. Now he's got to turn around. He's still got that same pressure on him,
yep. Yeah.
And he's dealing with a loss.
Yep. And they lost one of the Condichis. I know
Gus
he's not as good
Auburn,
as his brother, but
Gus and Auburn expect to be in this position after
look,
last year.
Look at Wally getting in the mind
they
of Hugh Freeze. I love it.
They're not that good. They're not that good.
Their defense is good.
They're too cool. Limited offensively. Yes, they're an excellent defense. They're one of the top probably 3 defense in the country. But Mississippi State's probably one of the top 5, and they have a very dynamic offense. So forget about it. Brad.
Hey.
What's up?
Okay, scenario for you. Like you said, Georgia wins the SEC championship. But do they beat Mississippi State or do they beat Auburn?
I think Auburn's going to lose too. I think Auburn's going to lose in the Egg Bowl.
Okay, you mean the Iron Bowl?
I mean the Iron Bowl. Excuse me. Yes.
Man, see the bad thing about it is all the teams that you expect to beat are good this year.
And we're assuming that nobody's going to throw a wrench in the plans and that, oh, by the way, maybe Notre Dame doesn't lose the Navy.
I thought the Hogs were going to run the table. What
maybe Kansas State
that?
Doesn't lose to Kansas or Baylor. I mean, there are teams that you're assuming these guys will beat. Like, I don't know if TCU goes to Texas and falls on their face. I don't know.
Hold on. Everybody, yes. On Monday, everybody was saying the Hogs were going to beat Ole Miss in Fayetteville.
The Hogs aren't relevant to this
Mississippi
discussion.
State this weekend.
They're not, but see, the
but if they do,
teams,
you're right.
The better teams that you expect to win every year, like LSU and people like that, are spoilers this year.
Yeah, you're right.
And Arkansas, hey man, I'm not going to say they're going to win another game, but it's possible.
I think odds are. Odds are they're going to win one. I appreciate the call. Here's my other thing about the argument between Ole Miss and Oregon right now. Oregon lost to who? Arizona, right?
Yes.
Arizona is ranked 12th in the playoff standings.
Right.
Okay. Ole Miss lost to an LSU team that's ranked like 21st or something in the playoff standings. So, 19th, excuse me. So, again, I don't know why they didn't err on the side of caution and go Oregon. To me, it's a much more defensible position. But that's me. Danny.
Yeah, in Arizona, Wally left Arizona out of his poll again. He got LSU 10th, and LSU's not even in the Grantland Rice poll. I just want to, since you mentioned Arizona, I want to say that.
Okay, you know why, sir? You know why I left them out? I don't think they're very good.
Well, the first time you said you thought you had them in there, I just wondered.
Nope. I don't think they're very good. I think they're pretenders right now, not contenders.
Okay. I like that.
And it's my vote.
That's true.
I understand. Hey, at least you're transparent. You're not like the selection committee.
That's right.
And I hope they get transparent on December 7th. You know, but I don't know if they will or not. I just want to say, man, it's great weather. I mean, we got the World Series game 7 tonight, Florida State and Louisville tomorrow night. I'm gonna have to go to sleep early Friday night so I can stay up again late Saturday.
No, we got a Cajuns Halloween party, man. You can't go to sleep early Friday, bro.
I think Danny's a big late night guy, but I will say this: there is a great Pac-12 game late. I think it's Arizona State and Utah is the late game on Saturday. It's a really good one, worth staying up for.
Danny, pack up the van, get the kids, get the wives.
Hey.
Meet us down at Cajuns.
For a post-game show after Razorbacks play, I'll be doing good.
Yeah, well, come on, Danny. That's going to be like 7 o'clock. Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
Yourself a break.
This is the zone, bro. We party all night, late night, every night.
That we do it. Anyway, a lot more to talk about. I didn't realize we were going to get into all this, but again, it's going to sort itself out, and I will have a lot more fun talking about this in 3 weeks after some of this attrition has already taken place. So, or cannibalism, if you prefer. We'll hear from Jeff Long before the top of the hour. At least that's my goal. We'll see what happens.
He's coming on?
No, from last night. Coming up later today, we have Dan Favalli from Bleacher Report talking a little NBA at 11:30. At 11:45, Wally, I think you and I are among the guys most excited about the Breeders' Cup, which is coming up this weekend as well. And Dan Zucker from Predictiform will join us. And these are all the best horses that we talked about all through the year, squaring off again. I was sort of slow to come around on the Breeders' Cup. After the Triple Crown races were over, I used to sort of tune out. Not anymore, though. The Breeders' Cup is very exciting, and certainly the money is worth paying attention to. Multi-million-dollar races, lots of money in the purses up for grabs, so it'll be a lot of fun to watch.
And you can play them, right, through Oaklawn anywhere?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great point, Wally. And we're going to be at Oaklawn on Friday, as a matter of fact. So that'll be cool. And then later on in the show...
Wait, this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday, buddy. We're on the road. We're on the road Friday.
That's why they give you a
schedule. They don't give me a schedule, Wally. That's the problem.
Jeremy hasn't printed a calendar in a couple of weeks. It was a late ad. We also have Nate Olson coming up at noon today and Barrett Salee at 12:30 for a brief period of time. We'll talk about the four from the college playoff coming up as well.
I knew that when we had the St. Patrick's party, they told me not to mention it around you, Pat.
Listen,
it's for him. I'm going to dedicate this song to Hugh Freeze. As Wally pointed out earlier, I think we saw his true colors this weekend. And when the pressure was on, he got a little nervous and Bo Wallace got straight up freaked out. Also today in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to be visited by my friends at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Looking forward to seeing Curtis in the studio.
Where's Kurt? I need to see him now.
He'll be here
I need
soon.
Triplet.
Be here soon.
I don't know what's going
he
on.
He called
guys.
You guys last night and get your order?
I have a standing order.
That's funny.
It's a triplet and a wing dog.
I was in there last night eating pizza, and he said, you're not going to want pizza more. What do you want? So I told him. He said, all right, you got it.
Man, you're good. Meatball sub.
I sure hope he got me the triplet, boys and girls. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's a lot more metal roofs around. Right Out Lumber Company, which is a fantastic company. They give back. We